darkness around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Woo-hoo! Well, this is Robin Gunn here, and may the good Lord with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. I'm just extra giddy today because I got my mama in the studio today. How you doing, Bobby?
Well, I'm just doing fine, my sweet Robin.
Oh, it's so great to have you here.
Thank you, darling.
And if you are one of the lucky ones out there, we have 7,600 plus that get our e-newsletter every week on Thursdays or Fridays, depending on when we get it put together. You will know today show is on family caregivers. So my mama and my brothers and myself all were family caregivers to my father. And mom even goes back further than that because she was a caregiver to her mother. So I'm sure a bunch of you out there may be driving one of the wonderful, fabulous Diffie motor cars. And that is who my mother was originally a caregiver for, was her mom. And we saw that there was a need for people that were also in their 50s and 60s that were seniors and family caregivers. We now have 240,000 plus family caregivers in the state of Oklahoma. Are you kidding me? I'm not. So that is an incredible need out there. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal was really based and founded on the fact family caregivers needed more vital information. And have we not used this magazine so many times ourselves?
Oh, yes.
Mom?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's unbelievable. So this is Bobby Gray Diffie Gunn, and she married my sweet papa when?
In 1955, June the 2nd.
June the 2nd, 1955. And dad has gone on to be with the Lord. That was
December the 27th, 2018.
2018, yes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the care, the family care that we put together for our dad. He was diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer in 2005, correct?
Well, no, he first started showing symptoms of a little bit of dementia, but he was not medically diagnosed until 2007.
2000, but you started noticing things in 2005.
Yes.
So let me tell you how you can either download the Oklahoma Senior Journal digitally, go pick one up. It's 116 pages of solid resources for the 50-plus and adult children of the 50-plus, as well as businesses wanting to get inside of retirement communities. We have a program called Senior Guidepost in the magazine that helps businesses get vetted to be inside of retirement communities. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is at 650 locations. If you want to go pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can do that by going to our website, okseniorjournal.com. All like it's one word. That's okseniorjournal.com. And once you're there, there's a distribution button. Just click on it. Shows you every single place you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal in the 405 area code. And you can also go to the Oklahoma Senior Journal's website and you can download the magazine digitally. So we've been digital for about 16 years now. And in 2020, during COVID, we had the most downloads than we ever have. The Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can go to every single page. There's 116 pages online. It turns the pages for you. You can zoom in, zoom out. Super easy. Very, very digital friendly. And also, you can go to our website and get as many resources as you possibly want through our magazine, either in your hand or digitally. So, okseniorjournal.com. So, now who I have in the studio is Bobby Gunn, Bobby Gray Diffie Gunn, who has been my mom now for, I'm not going to say how many years. So mom had four kids in 5.5 years. We always were referred to as stair step. I do have a brother that's only 10 months and 2 weeks younger than me. So we're considered Irish twins because we're the same age, 6 weeks out of the year, always in the same grade. People thought we were twins. Greg has a fantastic ministry called family-id.com. If you want to go to that, or family-id.org. either way. And then I have another brother that also has a ministry called Jesus Booth Ministries. And that's Jesus, just like a booth. That would be B-O-O-T-H and then ministries. So I encourage you to go to those two websites. And then I also have a brother in Texas. Shout out to Philip Gunn out there and his sweet family, all in the Arlington, Texas area. He does commercial real estate, right on?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And he's a lay minister.
He is a lay minister, sure is, for House of Peace.
House of Peace, yes.
We're guys that kind of maybe had a little bit of hiccups in their lives, trying to get their lives back together, and he's a part of that ministry. So we are going to take a quick break. This is all on family caregiving today, and we're going to give you some amazing tricks of the trade that we learned being a caregiver to my dad, who had dementia and Alzheimer's for a little over 11 or 12 years.
About 13 years
about
almost.
13, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mom, thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay, we will be right back after this break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. What does OSJ stand for?
Well, I believe it's the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
You guessed it right this time. Here on the Eagle, we'll be right back. Family caregivers. I know there's a bunch out there.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
Woo!
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence. Everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment, or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance, and you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. The word for today is perspective. Villages OKC members smile with confidence because our time-wise brains, our experience, tells us there is hope for the future. We have perspective. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director of Villages OKC. Our members are planning ahead. We can see the future from the perspective of the past, and that gives hope. From time to time, any of us may feel vulnerable or even non-essential, but we don't get stuck there. 100-plus Villages OKC members members across Greater Oklahoma City encourage and lift each other, giving a balanced perspective, a time-wise perspective to life. Find out more on Facebook, Instagram, or villagesokc.org.
Us coming back in. This is Robin Gunn. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Our whole entire purpose of putting this magazine together, I literally didn't even make a dime on it the first time we came out with the magazine. Only had 16 pages, and I wasn't planning on making this a living. I just wanted it to be a love letter to my mom caring for her mother. My other brother, Philip, that lives in Texas, he actually started this in Texas first. He has since sold it, but I have continued here in Oklahoma. So we have a really great, stellar reputation, and we are quite the staple in the community now for the 50-plus and their adult children, and then those that serve and love the 50-plus community. So we're going to be talking about family caregiving, and this magazine was literally started out of the fact that my mother was caring for her mother, Laura Diffie of Diffie Motor Company. John and Laura Diffie started Diffie Motor Company here. I think it was about 1954 or 55, right in there.
Yes, that's correct.
And so Mom was at SNU, is what it's called now. When I went, it was Bethany Nazarene College, but when you went, what was it called?
Southern Nazarene College.
Southern.
It's a Nazarene University, I'm sorry.
Okay.
SNU.
Right, but what was it called when you went? I thought it was called Peniel.
Yeah, Bethany Peniel College.
Yes.
And then before I left, it became
changed.
University because they became completely accredited.
Got you.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Actually, Diffie Motor Company was just down the street from there. And so Mom and her twin sister, Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
So Robbie and Bobby, the Diffie twins. You were in school. It was your first semester there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and so Dad had already been going to school there.
He already, yes. In fact, the first night on the campus, I met him. I thought he was a freshman. I thought he was 19 years old.
Wow.
He looked that young, but he had been to Germany, three years in Germany, World War II, and he already had graduated with a degree in biology, decided to stay an extra year and get a degree in psychology.
Wow.
And I was just so surprised when he told me that his age, you know. So I said, my goodness, you look so young. And I said, why have you stayed? And he said, well, I tell you what, one of my main reasons to come to this particular college was to find a sweet Christian girl. He said, I didn't find one the 4 years I was here, so I made up my mind, I'm going to stay one more year, get another degree, and if I don't find a girl in this bunch of new freshmen coming in here, I'm just going to be a bachelor.
Uh-oh. Well, that didn't happen.
No.
So he met you, Bobby.
He met this little girl from Little Rock. I was little then.
Well, you still are. That's hilarious. I also want to encourage everyone out there, if you want to get the Oklahoma Senior Journal e-newsletter, you can do that by going to our website, because the e-newsletter has all these radio shows on it, and you can listen to them right off of the e-newsletter, but there's a ton more information on our e-newsletter. So again, okseniorjournal.com, and you'll get to see a wonderful picture of my mama there too on the show of family caregiving. So we're just building a history here on how Mom and Dad met. And did he ask you out pretty directly, quickly?
Well, in fact, that evening he asked me out, because back then not very many of the guys had cars, so we would ride the bus into Oklahoma City. And so after our supper that night, he said, there's several of us going into Oklahoma City on the bus, and just go window shopping. Would you like to go with us? And I said, well, sure, I would love that. Well, he was a living doll in the first place. And I thought, oh, my goodness, the first night on the campus, I'm a freshman, and I've got a date with a senior. So, yes, he was just so sweet, so precious, and teased me constantly. Mm. He had...
Yeah, he has a great sense of humor.
Tremendous sense of humor. And just thoroughly and completely enjoyed his company. And that started it off.
There you go.
He dated me the whole time I was in college.
Wow.
And
you didn't give any other boys a chance, Bobby.
I didn't. I found a doll and I was going to stick to him.
That's great. We were talking when the mics were off, a job that Mom had at college. Will you tell us what kind of cash flow you were really banking the money then?
Yes. Well, back then there were switchboard operators.
Yeah.
And
for those of you that don't know what that is, what is a switchboard operator?
Well, every call had to come through a switchboard, and they would give you the number and or give you the office they wanted to call, and you would take this little wire and plug it into that board up there.
Right.
And so that's what we did.
I made
a full 50 cents an hour, and... And then I was also a monitor at my dorm that I took calls there. Oh. And I made a big 35 cents an hour there.
So you're almost banking a full dollar an hour.
There you go.
I bet you sat around and added up. Oh, my word. Look how much money I'm making. That's so funny. So as you and Dad, you know, date, and then, of course, you date about 2 years and you get married.
Yes, almost 3 years.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then you lived in Oklahoma City for how many years?
For 2 years.
Okay.
And then he got a job with a pharmaceutical company.
Mm.
And we moved to Ada, Oklahoma, because that was the center of his territory.
Gotcha.
And he had all southeast Oklahoma calling on doctors and druggists and so forth. So that's where we raised you four
children.
That's
right. So all four of his kids were born in Ada. So Mom and Dad didn't have any kids when they first came to Ada. And then I'm the firstborn. And then again, Mom and Dad had four children in 5.5 years. So that's where we were born and raised. Absolutely adored being raised in a small town. We just have oodles of fun stories of being raised there. And then we all, as we aged, us kids started going to college back where you and Dad went.
That's right.
We went back to Oklahoma City to Bethany Nazarene at the time, but now it's SNU. And eventually Mom and Dad follow us. When did you follow us?
We moved then in 1983 back up here. And Dad went to work for my brother, Vic Diffie, because he had retired from the pharmaceutical company. He'd spent 25 years with them and retired from them. And so, lo and behold, I'm now back in Oklahoma City taking care. We lived with my mother for 3 years.
And you were a caregiver
to her because she began to have dementia and Alzheimer's. And so we had our time with her.
Right. So you and Dad actually moved in with her.
Mm-hmm. We moved
in. A couple of my brothers moved in for temporary. I even moved in a little while temporary. But we just begin to see how much you needed resources. You were just like, I just wish I had something that would give me resources.
Yes. You know, doctors that may be specialized in dementia and... yes, and being able to know how to just navigate each day with her.
Exactly.
So, yes.
We were just hungry for some knowledge. And so me and a couple of my brothers just kind of started doing research, and we talked to some professors, and we talked to some other doctors and nurses, and they said, well, we don't, you know, we teach a lot of things in geriatric, and here's a bunch of information. So we just kind of started reading all this information that college students were learning for their career. And I was like, well, this, some of this information is so important. We didn't even know about home health and, you know, I don't even know if hospice was around then, but it came around pretty soon after that. But there were several things that we just didn't, weren't even aware that was out there that could help with the 50 plus. And, you know, after about 2 years of research, we put something together. It really couldn't help my mom with her mom, but it certainly helped her when my dad was finally diagnosed, you're saying in 2007, but we start noticing stuff in 2005. So when I come back, we are going to start talking about how we dealt with, as a family, with our dad that was diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's for about 13 years. Here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is correct, Mom. Good job. Here on the Eagle, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. This is a show on family caregiving. Hey, Robin Gunn here. We are on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour this morning, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine. We're doing a show on family caregiving. That's literally how the Oklahoma Senior Journal got started. Was my mother was a caregiver to her mother, and then as a family, we became a caregiver to my dad with dementia and Alzheimer's. So I remember going with you, Mom, because we had more than a few signs, warning signs, that something was not right with Dad. And then we would even have people that loved and cared about us say, hey, we've noticed this about Gordon, we've noticed this, you know. And at first you want to just kind of live in denial about it.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Dad actually worked part-time for my brother Greg, who was at that time in the Primerica, which is a form of insurance, but it's also investments. And so he was just kind of his go guy, would go and run errands for the company. And so the secretary there, office manager, began to notice things with Dad, too. He would even call you sometimes, wouldn't he?
From Or he would call Greg's office and say, now, where did you all send me? And they said, well, to pick up some supplies at, you know, maybe
Office Depot or something.
And so and then he would say, well, now, where is Office Depot? And the secretary said, Gordon, you've been there 50 or 60 times. Well, then he would become irritated.
Right, or embarrassed.
And embarrassed and say, well, just tell me where it is, please. Just tell me where it is.
Right.
But that is so typical of someone because they, in their mind, they're knowing I should be able to think of this.
Mm-hmm.
And they become very frustrated with themselves.
Yeah. So, and they can even, Dad used to think, oh, they're just playing a trick on me.
Yes.
So he would also kind of throw it back at the person. And, you know, I remember when I went with you all to the doctor, because we were telling her, you know, without Dad being able to hear us, it's so important to not embarrass the person, but we were just saying, you know, he can flip the table on us because he feels like Mom's trying to trick him, or I'm trying to trick him, or somebody at his work is trying to trick him. So she, to me, I felt like handled it very well. She just began to ask him questions about, you know, Gordon, do you feel like that there's times that people try to trick you? Yes, I sure do. People are trying to trick me a lot. She goes, do you think that your wife loves you, your daughter loves you? I mean, she went through these series of questions. I'm doing them a lot faster. And he was like, well, of course they do. And do you feel like you would ever trick them because you love them like they love you? And no, I would never do that. And so she goes, well, I just want to explain to you that they are not trying to trick you. There's just a little bit of a medical thing we need to address with you.
Right.
She was really, really great about it. And, you know, said there are some medications we can get you on, or even some studies we can put you in, and we would really benefit from you helping us medically, too, and help others in the future.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes, that's very, very true. And of course, he was compliant.
Mm-hmm.
He would comply with what I was saying to him. And we did take him to the doctor that we had had for a long time, And she was just super with Gordon. She really did love him, and he reminded her so much of her dad. So she began to kind of test him, and then, of course, not in front of him, but to me alone, she said, "Yes, Bobby, I really feel like that he needs to go through a series of much more serious testing mm-hmm. than I have done." So in 2007, he was medically diagnosed with full dementia and edging very much on Alzheimer's.
Right. So, and you can't know if somebody has Alzheimer's until after they've passed away. But dementia is something that is diagnosable. But yes, he had all the symptoms of Alzheimer's, of course. And it was a slower, you know.
Yes. It was from about, 2005 when we first started noticing. He would just put a wrong word in a sentence.
Yes.
Gordon was very, very smart. Yeah. He really was an avid reader.
Yes. Unbelievable reader, yes.
And so I'd say, "Now, honey, didn't you mean to say..." Well, that would frustrate him.
Right.
"Well, yes, you know what I meant," you know, type of thing. But then as it progressed, of course, we began to see that it was just had. Of course, he had to quit work because he would get lost in the car,
right,
and not know where he was, and would call me and. And I'd say, "Look at the signs around you and tell me what signs you see. And if you'll sit right where you are, I will come to where you are." Or I would guide him the rest of the way.
Or one of his kids. Mom would call one of his kids to see if we were closer than her.
Sure.
I began, just like when I started the magazine, we did a ton of research. Well, we just started doing more and more research on dementia and Alzheimer's. And so my magazine has become more evolved with dementia and Alzheimer's care. But something that we just, you know, we talked to a lot of professionals. We went to a ton of seminars. The Alzheimer's Association was great with us. A number, the Broyles Foundation was wonderful with us, too. They're out of Arkansas. And so we would learn that it's not lying. What did they call it?
They called it... Let's see what
therapeutic fibbing.
Yeah, therapeutic fibbing. Because I tell you, you have to begin to live in their world.
They can't
live in your world anymore.
Yeah.
So you began to live in their world.
You will drive yourself insane if you try to make them live in your world. If you say words like this, "Don't you remember?" or "I just told you," you need to have a rubber band on your wrist and you need to pop yourself with it. Because no, they don't remember. They do not. So what if they repeat themselves? You just find ways to either get the answer again, give the answer again, or redirect. We learned about redirecting too.
Right,
it was phenomenal to learn how to redirect. So there were many, many, many things, tricks of the trade. I mean, busy work for my dad really did help him
at
a certain stage. I would take clothes because I would take care of him for 24 hours and my other brothers would take care of him for 24 hours. And then mother had him, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. God love her. We eventually realized she couldn't do that anymore. At some point, family caregiving has to go to more of a professional.
Absolutely. But my children just told me, they said, "Mother, if you don't let us put dad someplace, we're going to have to put you someplace."
Exactly.
Because we can see that it's breaking down your health.
Well, so exactly.
We did have him 8 years at home when he was full-blown dementia.
Alzheimer's. I mean, he just, when we finally did get him someplace, he was just coming into the incontinence and very much just wanted to walk and walk and walk and walk and walk.
Yes.
There's so many stages to dementia and Alzheimer's, and we went through every one of them and learned so many ways to approach my dad and his care. It's just like a dog can't talk either, but you certainly know how to take care of your dog. There's so many ways they do communicate to you. And so dad would communicate to us. And if you learn these things, you can communicate with somebody with dementia and Alzheimer's. So something we learned about Dad is he absolutely 100% respected his doctor.
Yes, yes.
And so what did we do on that?
I made out cards because he could still read and loved to read. He'd read the newspaper over and over. And so anyway, I made out cards and I would pretend that the doctor had called me. And I said, the doctor just called.
Gordon. And we can say the doctor's name. It's Dr. Erin Glasgow.
Yes, she was precious and is precious. Anyway, so I'd say, Dr. Glasgow just called, Gordon, and she wants you to put on your shirt first and button each button and then put on your trousers and tuck your shirt down in. Oh, my doctor called and she said
that? And I even wrote all this down, Gordon. I wrote it down and she scribed it to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here it is that, okay, now put my shirt on first. Yes, that's what she said to do.
And we actually would sign it, Dr. Erin Glasgow.
Yes. And yeah. I told her later, I said, your prescriptions are piled up at my home.
Yeah, we had probably almost 50 or 60 of those. So we're going to wrap this up. We're going to take another break. But we'll be back with some more tricks of the trade that we learned by being family caregivers to somebody with dementia and Alzheimer's. This is Robin Gunn. I am with my sweet mama, Bobby Gunn, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
I like the way you say that. Here on the Eagle, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Family caregiving.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
When you're considering a move to a retirement community for yourself or a loved one, you want to find a community that cares. Bellagio Senior Living offers great services at convenient locations in Edmond and Oklahoma City with caring staff and great residents. Some of our families and residents say, this place has everything we needed. The administration is so caring. The neighbors we met were just delightful. Bellagio Bradford Village is an independent and assisted living community located near Danforth and Boulevard in Edmond. A two-time recipient of the Pinnacle Customer Experience Award, Bellagio of Bradford Village provides outstanding services and care to seniors in our area. Bellagio of Oklahoma City offers assisted living and memory care services conveniently located at Portland and Memorial. For more information, visit bellagioliving.com or call 405-697-0890. 405-697-0890.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Journal Magazine and on-air host with The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Dan Fisher, co-pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, is doing a presentation at the Christian Women and Men of OKC Wednesday, April 20th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Dan will be in his 18th century costume using multimedia, telling the story of the Black Robed Regiment. The Black Robed Regiment were the patriot preachers of the 18th century who engaged in the government of the colonies. When the War of Independence began, these preachers recruited men from their churches and communities and led them to fight on the battlefields of the war. Dan will have period flintlock muskets present for attendees to see and hold. Business sponsorships available along with business-sponsored bag stuffing. For more information or to attend RSVP only, call Peggy Bass at 405-343-0079. That's 405-343-0079. Limited seating available Wednesday, April 20th from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. at Quail Creek Country Club, 3501 Quail Creek Road in Oklahoma City for the 2022 Spring Bazaar Silent Auction and Bake Sale. Three-course lunch will be served. Check out Dan's website, danfisherbrr.com.
May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong, forever young.
Hey, that's my cue. I'm Robin Gunn here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
This is my sweet mama that's here today. We're talking about being family caregivers. We did it full time for 8.5 years and part time at the VA center. We were extremely heavy in his care at the VA center in Norman, as one of us were down there almost every day, at least maybe 4 to 5 days a week, and got to know, he was there for 4 years, right?
He was there, yes.
Yeah, four years. And excellent care. We couldn't have been happier with his care, seriously, because we were there all the time. And so we were able to witness the type of care Dad was getting. We also had hospice, which I want to encourage people to call hospice, even though somebody is not literally on their deathbed. Dad had hospice on and off for 3.5 years.
Yes, he did.
So that was a big help to us, too, because it's just more eyes on the situation. But we have a ton of happy stories, too, during this time that we were family caregivers, and Mom's going to share a real cute story.
Yes. You know, Alzheimer's patients many, many times do very funny things, and you might as well laugh or you're going to cry all the time. So we had, at this point that I'm getting ready to tell you, we'd been married 59 years, and so Robin had slipped down to Norman to pick Dad up. I knew nothing about it. And so she got him all dressed up. He just absolutely looked like a doll to me.
He's a very cute man.
Very, very handsome man.
In the newsletter, you'll see people.
So anyway, so she said, now, Dad, the reason you're getting all dressed up, and we're going to see Mom in Oklahoma City and go to a dance recital of a granddaughter. And so she said, now you and Mom have been married 59 years today. And he said, oh, no, I don't think so. And she said, yes, Daddy. Now, at 59 years, don't you know that 59 years ago, you asked Mom to marry you and you have four children? Well, I know I have four children. He said, well, Bobby is our mother.
Our mama and your wife.
And your wife.
And you love her a whole bunch.
Oh, no, I don't think so. So she said, Dad.
This is called redirect, is what I did.
Yes, right. He said, Dad, remember there was a girl by the name of Bobby Diffie? Oh, did I marry her? And she said, yes, Daddy, that's who you married. And
it was so, like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
That's good. I married her. Oh, I married her. So she said, now those flowers in your lap right there that I got, when you see Mother, you'd walk up to her and say, happy anniversary, Bobby. I love you. So she practiced and practiced and practiced. Finally, he said it.
He said it. I was oh, you got it, Dad. You got it. It.
That's wonderful. So when I walked into the lobby of Rose State, that's where the recital was, there he stood with his little flowers in his hand. And I went, oh, Robin, you picked up Daddy. And so, of course, I started crying. And he walks up to me and says, happy anniversary, Bobby. I love you. And I just started bawling, fell in his arms, hugged him.
And he's holding out the flowers.
Yes. And so Robin taps me on the shoulder, and she said, Mother, don't get too excited. He's already walked up to three women and said the same thing.
Oh, it was too cute. And then when she tried to take the flowers, he's like, well, no, these are mine.
I said, well, honey, you gave them to me. Oh, okay. So he'd give them back.
But then he'd want them back again. Yeah. Anyway,
oh,
yeah.
Precious
moments that, you know, we'll never forget. Something else we did is when we took his car away, going back to therapeutic fibbing, he would want to know where the car was. Why wasn't it in the garage? Oh, Dad, you know, that part was just going to be so expensive. So we are looking around for a cheaper part. You know, this went on for a few weeks. And then we were like, well, let's just go take him car shopping. Diffie Motor Company is our family. So on Sundays, they're closed. So Dad didn't know they were closed. And so we would go up there and shop for cars and write the stuff down. And he would tell us stories about, you know, different cars he owned throughout his life. Mm-hmm. It was a really cool bonding time. Then we'd go over to open the door at Diffie Motor Company and be locked. And we'd be like, oh, how weird, Dad. Well, let's call him and see why the door's locked. And then, you know, we act like we're calling them, and then we go, oh, Dad, they're closed today. It's Sunday. We'll come back tomorrow, but we know which car you want because we've got it all written down. Of course, he wouldn't remember that we went car shopping, but then he'd bring it up a few weeks later. Yeah. So we did this like three or four times, and then that part of his stage of wanting to drive left.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
something else we also did was to kind of give Mom a break and ourselves is we got Dad involved in the adult daycare called the Daily Living Centers. They have several locations. I encourage everyone, if they are a family caregiver, to please take advantage of them. The main number is 405-792-2401. 405-792-2401. That's the Daily Living Centers, and it's dailylivingcenters.org, O-R-G, if you want to look them up online. Tell Mom just kind of how sometimes he didn't want to go and what
right.
we would come up with.
Right. Well, he would say, now, I'm not going today to that place. He thought he was working there.
Yes.
And he would tell. And there was a beautiful limousine that would pick him up every day. And I heard him out in the yard one day saying to the neighbor, well, I bet you don't have a limousine to pick you up and take you to work now, do you?
And that's going to be a cliffhanger. We have to take a quick break, and we'll finish this cute story, too, about being a family caregiver and how you have to do a lot of pivoting here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
here on the Eagle, 96.9 FM. This is our shortest break. We'll only be gone 1 minute, and we're going to give you some numbers that will help you after we come back, and we will finish our cute story on being a family caregiver to someone with dementia and Alzheimer's. Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are a magazine packed full of resources, and especially if you're a family caregiver, this is a magazine you need to have in your home with you all the time. So, Mom, you're finishing the story of when, because we had Dad in the daily living centers, and it gave Mom a break of about 4 hours a day.
Yeah, 4 to 6 hours. Yeah. Then they could go grocery shopping and get some stuff done at home and so forth. So
she just told the story about where he felt like he was working at the daily living center. They'd give him tasks a lot because we told them there that that would help him want to come and stay there. And so a limousine would always pick him up, and he'd tell people all the time.
Oh, yes.
I bet you don't have a limousine take you to work every day. I mean, a couple of times, more than a few, he just didn't want to go in.
Right. And so he would say, now, I'm not going to that place today. This is just something that you and Robin have thought up to get rid of me. And I said, well, sweetheart, that's just fine. You don't have to go. Mm-hmm. And stay right here with me. Well, I knew the minute that doorbell rang, the driver would be at the door. I thought, he'll get up and answer the door, and he'll forget the fact that he didn't want to go.
Right.
This one particular day, I was behind him, and I motioned that, just kind of whispered, he doesn't want to go today. And so the driver said he knew exactly how to handle these precious Alzheimer's people that he picked up. And he said, hey, Gordon, I just got paid, and I've got a pocket full of money, and I know of a cafe down here that's got some wild women in it. Let's you and I go down there and get us a cup of coffee. Gordon would say, okay, I'm going to do it. And out the door he'd go.
Yeah. And so many times we'd tell Dad, hey, Dad, the Daily Living Center just called and they need toilet paper or they need paper towels. Do you mind if you take some toilet paper or paper towels with you? We've got, you know, Fred's going to pick you up in the limo. Oh, they need me to bring that? Sure do, Dad. So he'd toddle off with some toilet paper and or paper towels. We'd always tell them, we'd have to call them and say, hey, the reason Dad's bringing in paper towels is he thinks y'all needed some today. And they were like, oh, okay, great. They were like, you guys are so creative. But we were constantly. So I want to be able to give out some numbers that will help you. I'm here to help you anytime. I have so many, 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 many other stories that I can share with people that are family caregivers that will help you. But the Alzheimer's Association was a great help to us, and that's 800-727-3900, 800-272-3900. And Alzheimer's Association's website is alz.org. That's alz.org, and you can do a backslash and put in Oklahoma City, and it will give you the local one. Also, the Daily Living Center, again, is dailylivingcenters.org, and their phone number is 405-792-2401. Mom, thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, you're more than welcome, sweetheart.
Yes, we've got to do more of these shows because I know they're so helpful to people being family caregivers. You can reach the Oklahoma Senior Journal at 405-816-7889, 405-816-7889, and our website is okseniorjournal.com. We will see you next week. 96.9 FM, The Eagle. Thank you for listening in today, family caregivers.